This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Mom. I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor.
Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, it is another Manic Monday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you are with us. New Orleans has a new mayor. I am thrilled. I am comforted. I am optimistic. I am all of the words that just conjure a positive optimism. However, you know, we have to be fair here. It's not going to be easy for Helena Moreno to just turn things around overnight. And that's very unrealistic. And she's going to have to do some things that are not going to make her look good. But she's going to have to do those things because of what Mayor Cantrell did. Mayor Cantrell, from what we're learning, did a lot to really hurt the city of New Orleans. And for someone who has such a massive ego as LaToya Cantrell, one would have thought that she would have really worked hard on her legacy, worked hard on doing the right things in office so history would see her in a positive light. I don't think that's going to happen. She is going to be seen as a very negative figure, a very negative mayor in the history of New Orleans. She will have her supporters. She will have those people around her, just like anybody, who say, no, you're great, you're great, you're great. And she can listen to them. But they don't outnumber those of us who see what we've really got. And maybe New Orleans learned a lesson from that. I think it was 3 years ago, I said there's a song that I cannot wait to play. And I'm going to play this song on the day that Mayor Cantrell is no longer mayor. I'm going to play that song going into this next break. Some of you, I'm sure, know what that song is. But I have been talking about playing this song for the last 3 years. I mean, that's how long it has been since we as a city have seen Cantrell for who she really is. And she really is the epitome. And I don't want to get into too much about Cantrell because this is Helena Moreno's day. But I just want to remind you that I hope we find in Helena Moreno what we did not find in LaToya Cantrell. And from what Helena Moreno said today, it seems like, yes, that's what we're going to find. That's what we're going to get. Somebody who cares about us. Somebody who serves us. That was the problem. LaToya Cantrell served herself and her friends. I'd like somebody to do a report on the connection between people who had jobs that the city council or the transition team, actually it's the transition team of Mayor Cantrell, transition team of Helena Moreno was looking at jobs that people had in city government, and they couldn't figure out what they did. somebody's being paid, and these people on the transition team for Moreno can't figure out what the hell these people did for their job. It's pretty obvious there that there's a problem, and maybe people got jobs that they should have gotten. But that's the dirty side of politics. Paying back the donors. Paying back people for doing favors for you. And it happens in politics. And then it's bipartisan. It happens on both sides, not just one side. But anyway, I think we're in for better times. I think we're in for better days. And it's not going to be pretty right away. There are going to be some ugly things that have to be done. And we will be here on this show to talk about how these things that are being done might shed a negative light on Helena Moreno, but they're not of her doing. The things that Moreno has to do are going to be because of LaToya Cantrell. I mean, we've just never had a mayor like Cantrell before, not in my lifetime. So I think this is a positive time for our city, and I think we should move forward with a very positive attitude. So we will be talking about our new mayor. It's your chance to react to the new mayor. If you missed her inaugural speech, it was only about 15 minutes long. We're going to play her inaugural acceptance address in its entirety at about 2:10 this afternoon. So in the next hour, we'll play it in its entirety. But before then, we can talk about it, and we can talk about it after that, because some of you were not able to hear it because you're involved in work or stuff going on with the kids or whatever, and you didn't hear it. So we're going to play it in its entirety. We will react to the whole inaugural ceremony. If you were there, if you saw it on television, if you heard it on the radio, we'll be happy to talk about this. And I think somewhere there might be some mother who paid for her son to have cello lessons and wondering, I paid for my son to have cello lessons to play for Big Frida. But hey, you know what? You gotta love it. Big Frida's there in front of the orchestra performing, quite an outfit. But you know, that's New Orleans. And the whole ceremony was very New Orleans. Trombone Shorty. And I don't remember the name of this young person, but this 16-year-old pianist who performed, it just reminded me of Harry Connick Jr., you know, who was a young child prodigy. And, you know, this 16-year-old kid was just incredible. Played with Trombone Shorty in the beginning. Steve Scalise and Troy Carter were there. One Democrat, one Republican. They went backstage after they were finished talking to the audience. They tried to beat each other up. No, that's not true. See, that doesn't happen. You know, these politicians, they have a public face and they have a private face. And you know, privately, most of them, not all of them, but most of them get along. Most of them are friendly to each other. They may have bitter battles in front of the cameras to stand up for their side. And I think this really is a great example of how the politicians reflect us. You see, we don't want them, maybe not you or me, but collectively as a country, we don't want them to get along. Man, if you're a Republican, you want the Republicans to bash the Democrats and not compromise. And man, hold steady on your deal, your position, and do not budge. If you're a Democrat, you want your politicians to do the same with the Republicans. And so they do that. But you know, when they get behind closed doors or when they're not in the public and they run into each other, for the most part, they're friendly. There are some that don't like each other, of course. But generally speaking, they're friendly. Steve Scalise walked with a slight limp on stage, but you know, it's a reminder of what happened to him. It's also a reminder of how well he's doing, because it was just a slight little limp in his gait, but he's doing so well, and that is that's awesome. So let's react to the new mayor. Let's react to what we can expect. And again, not everybody is happy. Not everybody voted for Helena Moreno. So just like with every election, not everybody's happy. But there are a lot of people who are really happy right now. because it feels like we've got a fresh new start. You know, I feel like if Oliver Thomas had won, it would have been the same old thing, because it just seems like he's got connections. It seems like he's more into the connections and just the old school way of doing politics. And I hope Helena Moreno brings us a fresh new start, a fresh new way of doing things and looking at things. And I hope that this old guard is over. This way of doing politics in New Orleans and Louisiana, where, you know, it's all incestuous. It's all about, hey, I do this for you, you do this for me. Hey, I'm going to help you get to be mayor, and you do this for me. Man, we're tired of that. The citizens, the voters are tired of that. Now, Helena Moreno, like any politician, of course she's got her contacts. And she's got people who want her to do things for her. Let's see how she handles that. And she will be under a microscope just like every other politician. And she makes promises about how she's going to handle things. And if she doesn't live up to that, she will be called out on that. But right now, this is time for optimism. I have every reason to believe that she's going to follow through and that we just have a bright new future ahead of us. But as I mentioned earlier, when I was talking to Newell in the crossover, it's like a team getting a new quarterback. The city has a new quarterback, Helena Moreno. But we don't really have a good offensive line yet. I mean, we don't have a lot of pieces in place for our mayor to just start throwing one touchdown pass after another. Our mayor is going to get sacked a number of times because of things that have gone on in the past, because of the way things have been handled. And apparently a lot was hidden from the city council. A lot was hidden. And we're just learning how bad things were. So, yeah, it's like a new quarterback for a football team. There will be some setbacks. But as time goes on and she continues to build the team around her, and I have a feeling that she's going to have a better relationship with the city council. Now, LaToya Cantrell was a city council member, but man, she went to war right away with the city council. I don't think that's going to happen. Now, there may be some people on the city council who try to start a war with Helena Moreno. That might happen. And if indeed that happens, we'll certainly talk about that. But I think this is a good time for New Orleans, and we have been waiting a long, long time for this. Because LaToya Cantrell showed her true colors right after she was reelected. So we had to deal with this intense negativity, this intense pessimism for 4 years. 4 years. That's a long time when people were just down. And I'll tell you something else that this does. Having somebody that you feel positive about, even if you did not vote for her, if you can start out with a positive attitude about Helena Moreno, it's going to make you more positive. It's going to make you better in your job. Those who work for the city, it's going to make them want to do their jobs better. It's going to make the just people in general in business in New Orleans, people who especially who deal with the city, it's going to make them feel better about their jobs because they feel better about the mayor. You know, having a bad, ugly mayor has a ripple effect throughout society. Having a good mayor also has a ripple effect throughout society. And I think the ripple effect from Helena Moreno is going to be very positive. All right. Also, we got to talk about some of the football games yesterday, man. Incredible games. And there's another one tonight. And we'll talk about that coming up as well. Some of the playoffs are set, not all of them. We'll talk about all of that because really the NFL could not have planned it better than this. So we'll talk about that. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, here's your chance to react to our new mayor, Helena Moreno. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Weekend was very busy. I was in tech from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. both days.
In tech?
Yeah.
Is that some kind of play jargon?
It's a theatrical jargon, yeah.
Theatrical jargon. Yeah, you're in tech. What does that mean?
Before you open the show, before you invite the audience in, you got to go cue to cue and make sure that all the lights are happening at the right time, the sound effects are happening at the right time, the curtains are opening, the set pieces are coming in, the costumes are in, the props are all in the right place. We did Midsummer Night's Dream last summer at the New Orleans Shakespeare Festival at Tulane. We are remounting that production this week and next for students. Students are going to come in from all over the region, from here in Louisiana, from the Gulf Coast. I think there's even a school coming in from like way up like the Shreveport area who are coming in just to watch us do the show all the way, you know, elementary school, all the way through high school. Let me tell you, there's nothing like doing a tawdry Shakespearean romp for a thousand kids. I mean, they love this stuff.
That's awesome. And you better not disappoint, because that's a long bus ride home from here to Shreveport.
They'll have a long way to complain about our performance.
It sucked.
Did that all weekend, but it was fine. You know, I like everybody in the cast, and Julia is also in the cast, so we got to
Do you get to kiss her or anything?
No.
Could you have worked it out to kiss her in the play?
The characters don't kiss. That's not scriptural.
Oh my God.
Sorry, man.
Did Shakespeare not do a lot of kissing? Write in a lot of kissing in his plays?
They did, but only between the characters that, you know, have a love interest. Julia and I are only barely on stage together, you know, for a few seconds.
But she's part of the production, so yeah, that's something that you guys share, and that's something I think that enhances a relationship.
Yeah, I think so too. It's good to have an activity like that you can enjoy together. We're kind of the power couple in the cast, you know.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I really hope, you know, I don't know, I think this might be possible, but I really hope that Helena Moreno's her first term, I hope it doesn't begin with her going into the mayor's office and finding an old pair of Jeffrey Vappi's boxer shorts in the room, the office of the mayor. I hope there's none of that there.
I don't think that's the kind of hope that we were talking about this morning, but I take that in the spirit with which it was intended.
I still hope she doesn't find something like that. I mean, you never know.
Yes. I hope that there's going to be a bunch of new jobs and a bunch of new energy, new people moving to the city for the first time. People who have moved away, who are now maybe interested in coming back. There's a listener on hold right now who's in Alabama who says, you know, I used to live in New Orleans and then I didn't. And now I kind of am thinking about it again. So we'll hear from him in a bit. But yeah, it's a very exciting time.
I want to mention this one time, but I'm going to do a disclosure here. This has nothing to do with her intellect, because obviously Helena Moreno is intelligent, but we must have the best looking mayor in the country. And I just wanted to just make mention of that. She's very video friendly. She is attractive on camera. If there's anything going on in New Orleans and our mayor gets national publicity, I think she's going to present a really great image. We judge people first on the way they look, which may not be fair, but that is a human reality. And again, this is not to take anything away from her intellect, but we have one really dynamite-looking mayor.
Politico did a great piece over the weekend, highlighting her ability to work across the aisle and bring in people with all sorts of different ideologies and political perspectives, business backgrounds, you know, political persuasions, and really highlighted how important this moment is, not just to the people who live here in New Orleans and Louisiana, but actually around the country. I mean, their Politico really did a good job of saying everyone is watching this. And it might be easy for us to kind of lose sight of that here in the listening area, because it's our city, it's our mayor. But people all over the country are invested in this new chapter for New Orleans, because, you know, America needs New Orleans. And I think a lot of Americans recognize that and recognize that, you know, like Michael Heck said this morning, leadership is about setting an example and lifting people up. I think Gail Benson said something similar. I think they both kind of hit that theme. So, you know, hopefully it's a rising tide that kind of lifts all boats here.
Yeah, and you know, you got the feeling that Cantrell was really about what's in it for me. And so when I think about Helena Moreno meeting with businesses that might decide to come to New Orleans or might be thinking about coming to New Orleans, I feel like the whole ambiance of that meeting is going to be totally different with Helena Moreno. And also, what about the big surprise? She was sworn in by former Vice President Kamala Harris. I know there's a lot of politics involved in that, but put the politics aside, she was sworn in by a former vice president. I thought that was pretty cool. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So, for the last 3 years, I have been talking about playing a certain song when LaToya Cantrell is no longer mayor. And today, at this moment, I get a chance to play the song. She is gone, and I just don't see her being in the political spotlight in or around New Orleans ever. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new beginning for New Orleans. Today, January the 12th, 2026, we have a new mayor. Let's see how things go over the next 4 years. I'm very optimistic. Are you? If you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a beautiful Monday afternoon. And Dorothea in New Orleans, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
Hey, Dorothea.
Good afternoon, Scoot. It's a wonderful day in the city of New Orleans.
It is a beautiful day in the city of New Orleans.
Hey, Scoot, I heard the song, She's Gone.
Yes.
And I'm all in. I'm all in for New Orleans. And my wish for this new year in our city is that we can finally say she's gone. And let's not mention her name anymore. Let's just focus on the positive direction that the city is going in. If we talk about the mayor, let's talk about Mayor Moreno and the vision for leadership that she has in this city, along with the members of the city council and all of the citizens of New Orleans. Just move forward on a positive note.
Man, I love that message. I totally agree with you. And, you know, there will be times in the course of talking about everything when the past mayor's name will come up. But I agree with you that we focus on this moment and we move forward. And the sooner we forget the past, the sooner it just it disappears from our minds and we move forward. But Dorothea, you know, we are in for some tough times ahead because of what Moreno was left with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your call. I love your positive attitude and you have a great day.
Thanks. I enjoy the show.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Steve in Mobile. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Scoot. We've spoken over the decades. You know, I'm an old county commissioner and city council member from over here. And, you know, we always believed in, you know, linking Pensacola, Mobile, Biloxi, and New Orleans together. And I'm going to tell you, I feel such a, and I'm in a different political party, by the way, of the mayor, but I am so excited about the potential of what is happening. I can feel it. We talked probably 2 years ago, and I quit coming over. You know, I would come over 40, 50 times a year, and the crime and you know, just the malaise. It was the great New Orleans malaise, if it was. And I'm just going to tell you, I feel so confident, and I've been over for the last month for the football game and everything. I just feel a resurrection in Mobile, and, excuse me, in New Orleans. But I also believe that we link each other together. We have new train, you know, that the Amtrak that comes from Mobile to New Orleans. And, you know, we always make it a fun, you know, competition about who started Mardi Gras. But I truly believe, you know, we are all linked together along the Gulf Coast. And I think she realizes that. And I think there's a great potential. And I say this, feel proud. You know, I've heard you for so, I hate to say decades because it's getting so old.
Hey, don't hate to say it because I've been doing it for decades.
I know it. But the deal is, I could tell in your tenure because you're a listen. You know, my WWL is like my home for the Saints and for everything. But over the last, you know, 4 or 6 years, it's been tough for you. And I could tell in your demeanor, and you being excited makes us all excited. You're the pulse of the community. And I'm not just saying that to blow smoke up your rear end. It's true. And the deal is, I feel a great sense, Republican, Democrat. I don't care if Kamala Harris and, you know, Swarnerin, God bless her. That's great. We're all a gumbo here along the Gulf Coast. And I just think this is an exciting time for all of us. We have new leadership in Mobile with Spiro Chiragatis. We have new leadership, great leadership in Pensacola. And I just think, you know, linking us together and being strong along the coast, not dependent on what everybody else does, makes us a stronger region. And that's what I look forward to. And she's a great leader. I can tell you, she's going to hit the ground running. And regardless of what she was left with, she's going to have a great leadership team. And I think it's going to be in a great, great 4 years for New Orleans.
Steve, I agree with you, and I'm so glad you called and expressed that optimism. Last week on the show, I was talking about, it came up in conversation, you know, why people don't come to New Orleans. And there are reasons why, you know, people just right outside of the city don't come here when people from around the country and around the world come here. And some of those closest to the city don't come here. And I think it's more than the crime rate, because crime is down and a lot of people are still not coming to the city. Last week, it came up that, well, a lot of people don't want to come to the city because the smell of marijuana. I think that's a pretty lame excuse. So what's the real excuse? And I think people may not realize it, but they have a negative attitude toward New Orleans because of the politics, because of LaToya Cantrell.
And people just did not want to support the city.
They didn't want to support the city.
You're absolutely correct. You're right. And you can just tell in her excitement. You know, we've had the Landrieu family, you know, Quinn Hillier, who's a good friend of mine, who's a writer for over here. And he goes back and forth between Mobile and New Orleans. And there's a lot of, and I just think she's emulating what we know we need to do. We got to get our own people back to the core center of where we are. And that's exactly what I think she's going to be able to do.
Steve, I'm really glad you called and love your attitude. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to more of your calls and more of your text messages coming up. And isn't it interesting that when it comes to local politics, it doesn't matter that much if you're a Democrat or a Republican. I get the sense that Helena Moreno is very moderate. She doesn't, you know, cram the Democratic label down your throat. The last mayor did. We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Also, we'll get to some of your text messages coming up. If you have a comment, the Oaken Heart text line, 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1999, Britney Spears released her first album, Baby One More Time. The title track had been out for 2 months, and by the time the album was released, it was already number four in the country. Now, some people have wondered, well, why does Britney sing Hit Me One More Time? Oh, baby, Hit Me One More Time. Oh, that's another song. It's because the song was written by Swedish producer Max Martin, and he wanted to just add some lingo in there. And so instead of saying, call me, he said, hit me. So the hit is actually supposed to be a phone call and nothing vicious. We'll be right back. I'm Scoot, and this is WW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You will. Yes, and to Mayor Cantrell, we say bye, bye, bye. I'm Scoot on the air Monday afternoon. Hey, look, I really like to be accurate here, and I made a little mistake. It's a minor thing. We're talking about Britney Spears' first album, Baby One More Time. That song really should have been Hit Me Baby One More Time and not Oops, I Did It Again. So, you know, sometimes we make mistakes. I probably could have let that slide and not have said anything, but there might have been three or four people that noticed that that was from her second album, not her first album. So I did want to, fully disclose here that that was an inadvertent mistake. You know, it's really interesting, and I've always known this, but local politics is different from national politics. We don't care as much about political party affiliation when it comes to local politics. Now, because of the makeup of New Orleans, it's going to be very difficult to have a Republican mayor in New Orleans. It doesn't mean it will never happen. That also doesn't mean that the Democrat has to be a left-wing Democrat. The Democrat who is mayor of New Orleans could be a moderate. That's something that I sense from Helena Moreno. And I do believe that there are a lot of conservatives in this area. And by the way, if you don't live in New Orleans and you live outside of the city, I still think it's very fair for you to care about who we have as mayor. Because the suburbs depend on New Orleans. And many people who live in the suburbs, they don't, you know, if they're traveling and someone says, oh, where are you from? They don't say Waggaman. Most of them would say, I'm from New Orleans. So the suburbs would be just the suburbs without the city of New Orleans. So the suburbs do have a vested interest in the city. And I do believe that if you live in the suburbs, even though you can't vote for the mayor, I think you should care about who our mayor is. And that's why we take calls from people throughout this entire area. We just had a call from somebody in Mobile who cares about who the city of New Orleans has as their mayor. So I think it's interesting that politics, political party lines are not as big when it comes to local politics as it is when it comes to national politics. Republican, Democrat on the national level is different from Republican or Democrat, like in the city of New Orleans. And Helena Moreno might technically be a Democrat, but she seems to me like she's more of a moderate Democrat, and a lot of conservatives are happy that she is mayor, even though she's a Democrat. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, I just left Armstrong Airport, and Moreno's voice is now greeting our guests.
Oh,
amen.
God. Thank God.
And here's
because it did that. It bothered me when they had those other messages up there from Cantrell.
Here's one that says, I'm glad that they had both congressmen together. That way they didn't get any booze.
Well, they might have had booze, but not the kind of booze that they're talking about from the audience. But, I mentioned this earlier. You know, these politicians, they get along better than you think off camera. And it was nice to see. And that may have been planned. It may have just been something that just happened. But that's a good point. Nobody could really boo because there was the Democrat, Troy Carter, and the Republican, Steve Scalise. So I'm glad it showed some sort of bipartisanship toward Helena Moreno.
I'll give you two more quick ones. Now, there are some text messages in here that are a little spiky, that are a little saucy, a little mean.
Oh, I can't imagine.
For the vibe today. So I'm not gonna go crazy with these, but I'm going to read one just so we can address it and then move on and continue with the positive vibe.
Okay.
Here's a text that says, Helena Moreno is just as connected as Oliver Thomas. What's really being celebrated is a new white mayor. That's why Scalise and various Republicans are really celebrating. Big Frida et al. Is just to comfort the black voters. Moreno has been on the city council and part of the problem for a while now. The only thing that will be different is her complexion. Tell the damn truth if you dare.
Well, I am telling the truth, and I think that's wrong. I mean, I understand why somebody might have a different perspective from me, but I think you're totally wrong. And I think it's a shame that you would bring race into this, because I don't think her victory had anything to do with race. So I think you're wrong.
It's just too cynical. You know, it's day one. Like, it's fine to be a skeptic. And if you are not as excited about this as everybody in that room was, that's fine. And I feel badly for you, as I feel badly for anybody whose candidate didn't win or who didn't get in on the good vibe when Trump took office or when Obama was sworn in. You know, it's like somebody is always kind
of course
on the outside of these celebrations, and it's not a fun place to be. But now is not the time to start in advance. You know, nothing's going to change. She's just like all the other ones. Politicians do exist that do move the window, that do shift the paradigm. And it's way, way, way too soon to say that she's not going to be one of those.
Yeah.
Voters.
And let's not disqualify a good politician because she's white and has blonde hair. What you want to scratch her off because she's going to give some sort of impression that she's not going to be fair? Why don't we wait and see? And if she's not fair to you in a very specific way, and it really is her fault, you let me know and we'll decide whether or not we're going to talk about that.
There is no way Helena Moreno's hand is not on that Bible this morning if she doesn't get a lot of support from black voters in this city. So miss me with that. This isn't the black people's candidate. If you're even interested in keeping score like that, and I'm not, go and look at the breakouts. Go and look at the polling. It was consistent from the launch of her campaign until the last ballot had been cast. That's who black voters in the city wanted in that office.
She would not have been elected had it not been from the support of black voters. And I'll tell you why she got a lot of support from black voters. Because of Cantrell, the last mayor. The last mayor screwed over the black population in New Orleans. She didn't take care of them. She didn't take care of what she often described as her people. My people. She talked about my people, our people. She totally left me as a New Orleans resident out of the whole equation. So Helena Moreno won because she got a lot of black support. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact. All right, you got a comment. Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. The good news is we made it. 8 years of the past mayor, and a lot of it was really bumpy, but we made it. And it's really sad that somebody would be so bitter of somebody who is white and has blonde hair. I mean, that's like saying that somebody should be bitter and angry just because somebody is black. And that's the kind of stuff that we don't tolerate on our show. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL. Not everybody heard it, so we will play Helena Moreno's inaugural speech in its entirety coming up right after the news next on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.